to the next chapter of the Elephas Hour, creating stories that are fascinating yet unpredictable, inviting you to listen, think, and be entertained. Please follow the newest journey as the Elephas Hour, the series, awaits.
So you won't need to come in again Monday, unless you've got stuff you need to clean out of your area.
So do I still get one more payment?
Well, if you do want to come in and talk about it, you can. Otherwise...
Thanks a lot.
Sure thing. Bye.
Out again. Until the streets get nicer. This can't happen. Can hang out by the nightlife center every night. Evening, brother. The buskers beat me to it now.
What a depressing implication, brother. Not one I describe to. I play the overtures to a place where you can forget such things. If you look down that sunken plaza a few short steps from us, do you see it? On the left, by itself. Alone, yet in a company by itself. Bathed in the aesthetic of the night.
Blue's the... whatever you said. I see a big blue bird.
The bird's the sign, brother. The sign of the blue robin. The answer to all your...
I don't need to go in a gift shop.
It's a bar, a restaurant. You can eat there.
What is one of those jacketed tie places?
I can't guess a brother's taste or his budget. Make up your mind when you go on.
If you know, why can't I just ask you?
I never actually ate there, okay? I just bring people in. I'm not even sure if this is appropriation or not.
What?
Outdoor advertising. You've seen the guys dancing with the signs outside banks, right?
So, they're hiring?
Every day, and firing every day. I just happen to have a sax. Given the theme, it should last, right?
Yeah, this is open. Bye.
You going down? Tell them I sent you, okay?
Looking pretty cheesy, Robin. Or, you got a name? On the door. Help wanted. Might as well. Screaming knives. Come into play. Are you serious? Past the dinner rush. Nothing at the bar.
Sir. Don't worry, the hostess washes them up front, too. Hello, and welcome to the Blue Robin. Dining alone or joining a party?
Oh, you put it like that. I'm not with anybody.
All right, then. Care to follow me? Booth or table?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, then look, we're here, kids. All right, you can take a look at that menu, and...
Hey. Oh, I didn't notice the stage.
Oh, I didn't know. Excuse me for a minute, sir.
What's she doing back there behind the glass? So you can see into the office? You get a free conference call with your drink.
Good evening here at the Blue Robin, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're a regular here, you know what that means. Little tradition we do. Feel free to join.
Threshold, but not yet turning to night. I've seen stumblers and seekers wander like a robin ending a flight. It's not a cruise. Rest your mind, stop the grind, and take your mind off the news with something old and something new. No, you don't need something to do. At the sign, at the Robin Blue.
Short one today. But now feel free to name the Scottish play. I'm Patty Durant. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
That was a tradition.
Told her not to throw any obscure jabs in there. Have you been helped, sir?
I didn't know if you were coming back.
Well, I'm out here more than I thought, so there'd be a good chance. The job is to serve guests, but those people are few tonight, so you get to be served by the manager.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Smile.
You're looking for help, though, right?
Mixing pleasure with work is not my forte, sir. It's only the changing lights that fools you into thinking that. What can I get you? More time?
Yeah.
Okay. Time to take the dishes back. For who? I don't know. Last call, so I'll say goodnight.
Well, can we talk about getting employed first?
Oh, dear. The phrase, good things come to those who wait. Do you have a firm concept on good things?
A job would be very good right now.
I'm not sure I can afford another staff member at this time.
Well, why do you have the sign up there? Look, I can... What are my options for here? What do you need me to do?
It seems a bit more about you, really. And if I were to help you, I think I could guide you towards an elementary course on how not to botch a job interview. What I need is a thriving, functioning, financially successful restaurant with hardworking employees that have the decency to actually care about said work here. And the jobs for them don't require a leather jacket. What are you doing?
Well, if I don't need it...
I do need a maintenance man.
I can do that. I'm very good at cleaning, taking care of stuff like that.
Stuff like that. Also known as a working system. Alright. Now, just to clarify, this isn't a trick. This is the start of your trial run, as we'll call it. Clean up this dining area, please.
Where do I stop?
You'll know when to stop.
Okay. Tables and poop.
You're new here, right?
Yeah, you could say that. First time scrubbing.
But I know all the new faces. Who are you?
I'm Greg. Greg Amoretto.
Oh, I'll have to ask someone that. But Jolene hired you today.
Not exactly. I don't know about that lady, really. I've had enough crazy bosses.
She's crazy about this place. Maybe you'll get working. Bye.
Well, I'm already... Oh. What are these tables made of?
A little bit of coral. You can stop. Come back tomorrow and we can talk again. It's true. I care about this old place enough that if I had to, I'd redecorate it. Tablecloths for tables, not jackets. Right.
Night.
Mm-hmm. Good night. Till tomorrow.
Almost lunch. Guess she didn't say what time to be back. I'm not staying in my apartment any longer than I... Well, it's open. Hello? Miss Jolene? Anybody? There's lights, but it's just normal ones, not blue. Anyone at the bar? Sorry, this meat toasty. Nice bar. Got the Sauvignon back in the left. Burger rack in the middle. Where's a can of just plain beer? There's a light behind that door. Anybody? Kitchen. Nobody here either. Lots of dishes. Years with a drumstick.
Ah! Who's right here?
Sir, what are you doing in this kitchen? Huh? Or, if I'm being honest, my kitchen?
You're the chef here?
I can be. And oftentimes, I think I should be. But, I'm sorry, you came to see me?
What?
Oh, no, you can't, because I wasn't here last night. So, if you're here to talk about last night's food, I can inform you that it was not my fault. They rarely listen to me, I can tell. Did they send you to me?
The food was fine.
Fine? You're not a critic, either.
Nope.
You never can tell by the clothes. Okay. Well, you're still not allowed in here. Goodbye.
Wait, I'm the guy for maintenance.
If you've heard of me, the best thing to do is let me cook and leave.
Am I supposed to clean up in the kitchen too?
Unless Jolene told you to, and even then, you're free to question that. This is my private home away from home. Not so unreasonable if you know me.
I don't know you. I don't even know your name.
That's Artur Selik, head chef. Well, unofficial head chef. He's obsessed with updating the menu. But the money only goes so far to a head chef, not a head chef's ingredients.
Gotcha. Your name was Patty, right?
You were paying attention last night. I like that. It helps you out a lot here. Even if you're a bit early.
Hey, you're here.
Actually, I was worried I wouldn't have time to practice. But this is when me and Artur usually arrive. Take a look at things, set up things. I'm not just an entertainer here. I've got other things to do for the same pay. Sound fun?
We didn't talk about pay.
And I thought you just liked it here. This is about extra cash?
Yeah, I got a apartment rent to give. This'll probably help.
I don't know. I could point out a few other jobs to you in a few other spots nearby. Why here? Why the Blue Robin?
Why not?
So, you came back.
I did.
At this particular time.
If I'm too early and nothing's ready...
Oh, no. We're ready for you. You may notice the slightly cost-effective steps taken throughout the day. The majority of your supplies and miscellaneous are stocked in a closet, not by choice. At the moment, your maintenance is focused on cleaning, which includes bathrooms, dining areas, the bar, the kitchen.
Nope.
I'm gonna get him for that. As the bathrooms are small spaces, please refrain from entering or staying when a guest is in them.
Get in there. Break already? Gotta be honest, didn't have a chance to do this morning. You keep on flossing.
I'm sorry. Is that a toothbrush? And
is the lady interested in making a break room for this?
I don't know, but you're... I'm sorry, do you think I work here?
That is a pretty nice blue shirt.
Thank you. It's teal. And yes, I'm flossing. So I can forget the food here. And the employees. I'm only reviewing one of those things.
Oh no.
Every good impression helps.
Hey, look,
poster says the Screaming Knives are coming to play this.
Ooh, they're pretty solid. Are you kidding? They're my favorites. We should come back and find out more.
Try it.
Any word from up high?
How I'm doing the freaking job, or getting the freaking job.
Good things come to those who wait. Guess you're doing a little more.
I want to be done.
Okay. Kind of looks like you are.
Why do I have to wait for her, though? I need a real break. Something to drink.
You got $6?
Huh?
$6? Could get you a good drink here. The other employees don't bother. Maybe they just don't want to give their money to Jolene.
Pick something out for me, I trust you. I'm bushed. What do you recommend?
I recommend taking it outside, too.
Keep going. Keep going. He's going. He's going. Landed it.
Now I've got to get Jolene to invest in a set. Then maybe I will. Or, you could borrow the knives as when they come tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
You doing the Scottish play?
I just know drums.
Reference to Shakespeare, you know this play. Macbeth. You're not supposed to say it out loud on stage.
Well, that's dumb. Why not? Macbeth! Macbeth, buddy!
Fortune, come Mickey, on. I was technically a theater kid, and wanted to keep this a little bit of a secret place. People only come here to take pictures in the day.
What's this called again?
Littlest Amphitheater. You'd perform right down there in that circle.
You'd done it?
No. Never performed outdoors. Inside, you can at least try to control the conditions. Blue Robin's sound booth is also Jolene's main office.
Fun with savings.
It sort of makes sense. So, you had a few days' work so far. You like the place yet?
The place is okay, I guess. If any more people shove off, whose work am I gonna have to do next?
That's kind of the precedent. People who stay have to pull in together to keep it running. It is a very nice place when it's running, at a good pace, with the jazzy ambiance and all. That's what Jolene wants.
Maybe I could see some of that, instead of telling me when to stop or start. Huh? Is that too much to ask?
No, but I'm supposed to do that. Just so we're on the same page.
Everybody.
You. She needed an eye on you. Wait, don't go. She wants to make sure you can behave. That's her. I want you to get the job. You know, I know what it's like to have to find something so you can keep a roof over you. A little different, because I've known what I wanted to do since I was a kid. Keep people happy. Entertain them. One place I could really do that was at a little theater school 5 miles from me. An old, old, old place that's probably boarded up by now. The teachers kind of ticked me off. The lessons repetitive. But I was doing what I loved. And I hoped people liked me. But that's different from when you want a genuine job. Which entertaining is, but you see.
I guess I do. But you know, the babysitters don't give out drinks.
I'm sorry. It is kind of dumb. You're a grown man. We just don't really know you. I'm not trying to be mean. You entertain too, don't you? Were you a drummer in a past life?
Drove everyone crazy back home in NY. Drummed on desks, cabinets. But I wanted to be in a band, a rock band. Getting paid for that. Couldn't do that at home, so I left. Left my parents, sister. Left with a band of friends. And kind of got some traction along the way.
Was it called the Greggs?
Nah. We thought the Screaming Knives sounded cool, so.
Are you serious?
Should have changed it. But, like I said, sounded cool. Another thing is, I had a girl leaving with me. She loved the band. I thought it was all gonna work out, right? I thought. Till some reason later, he started docking my pay. Everyone else's stays the same. When I talked to the lead about it, he said I was a thief. I wasn't. I was being edged out. They fired me. My friends fired me. So I left. My girl stayed, and don't know who she's with now.
Sorry that happened.
But you know, I went after what I loved, gave up some stuff, lost it. Who cares? Taught me something. Might as well teach them something.
By the way, Jolene said you didn't have to come in tomorrow.
The only ones who could fire back.
I could take it to my old haunt, give you more history on Patty.
I can't even get up when I'm done.
Craig.
What? What is it?
Tomorrow? Me and you? I can give you the address.
Sure, Sorry. Okay. Morning.
Afternoon.
Fine. You do know how to pick a good drink. Real good.
Hey.
Hey, you made it. You drive to get here?
Transit. Took a while to figure out.
Me too. We're out of the city, so if you've never been, it's a little confusing.
Just gotta head to that station in time to get back.
Don't worry. We'll just have a look at the place I used to do a few shows at. We did have to used to walk down the sidewalk every weekday for lessons. And if there was a performance, they'd turn on the strings of lights in the trees alongside, making it posh, romantic. Funnels of cheese?
No, thanks.
Got them kind of soon from the stand a street over. You ever go to one of those? It's a city staple. Unless you're lactose intolerant.
I'm not.
Oh. So.
Where is this place?
Still going straight. Don't remember what that path curves off to. Now, I looked it up. This place is still technically running, but it's more about private lessons now. So we shouldn't meet anyone.
Is that it?
Oh. Vaguely resembling a church. With a lady in a toga out front, this is it. Well, the auditorium. Freaked me out when I first saw it at 10. Didn't want to let Mom know, though. Now, the door.
Maybe it's closed.
No, it's just old.
Like, no sense in opening something that's closed, right? I mean, I don't...
Got it. After you. Come on in, it's okay.
Yep, think it's definitely closed.
Why the anxiety, Greg? Nothing's waiting for us today.
Well, wouldn't Jolene want you back?
Not at the moment. If something changed, she'd let me know. This way. Center seat's open. Or aisle. Sometimes we march down it. My, parents would sit around, usually on the left. No, stage left, in the back. You're right. If we raised the lights, I couldn't see them.
So, right here?
Oh, you're making ancient history. Yeah, I see you now. Surely you can see the man does not love you. Take off the blinds and see, my dear. Just the same. It's where dreams come true.
Well, that's great.
Well, I haven't really gotten going.
I've gotta.
There's still more at the balcony. Greg?
What's wrong with this door?
It's just... old. Don't use a fire exit, please.
Where's another door? There's gotta be another one, right? You can't tell me that's just old wood. That thing's locked somehow.
I don't think...
No, I'm not... I've been stuck here over an hour.
Greg, stop. Hello?
Patty, where are you? I thought we talked about this.
What is... I'm needed on deck.
You're the only one on deck. You're letting me sink here. Get back here.
I'm sorry, I...
Sorry doesn't count. Now.
I've gotta go, I'm sorry.
I just said...
What did you do to the door?
Thanks for the help.
Where are you going?
You know, that's my own business.
There's nothing keeping you at the Blue Robin, trust me.
You keeping me in there did not help that. Leave me alone.
Do you know why I did it? Or sort of tried?
Because you're the parole lady I never asked for.
No. Yeah, kind of. Please don't go back there. Don't do this.
You don't know anything.
No. I think we both know who's there. But no, I don't know what you're going to do there. Probably not share a beer, right?
Why can't you let me handle it?
What's to handle? If anything, it sounds like you're going to lose it if you see them.
I was counting on it.
And then lose your job?
I don't have one.
Yet. But somehow this is good.
Why do you care?
In this job, I have to. And in this instance, I don't have to try. I do.
Can we go back now?
Greg, don't.
Gets to it without being asked.
Did they leave? The Screaming Knives? Need an autograph? No. Because they were never here. They canceled at the last minute. Oh. But that means... Oh, where does a manager with live acts turn to when their main guest doesn't grace the stage? Or their resident performer. The bar. We had a deal, Patty. A more recent one about being on time, this time as an understudy. It's not what it is. The easiest thing to do is away with all live entertainment. They usually miss last chances. If I really am sorry. I might feel that way later. Some of your stuff is on the stage. Back already. Pattier's just leaving on disputable hiatus, on the grounds of being predictably late when the main act didn't arrive.
They never came?
No. But if you're telling me you could have pulled some strings, that'd have been great. You have the job, by the way, Greg.
A maintenance job?
I trust you know your way around here. It's just the salary I need to
Excuse me?
We will quibble over that soon.
Patty?
Why do I care? Why do I feel this way? Ain't it in shambles anyway? Why did I care?
Hey, Patty.
Cause I got tricked into this feeling deep inside. Why?
That's interesting. An extra cordon bleu?
Why?
I need a critic besides me. I tried a few different tweaks. There's an 86% chance it worked.
Can't do nothing about it now. Can't do nothing about it now.
You're welcome.
Bye. So, you're working here now.
Guess so.
Well, welcome to the Blue Robin. Enjoy the food. Been listening to the Blue Robin on the Elephas Hour, the series. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to subscribe and comment where available. The Blue Robin First Days was written and directed by Zachary Williams, who also produced and provided the voices and music. What comes next? Stay tuned in 3 weeks to find out on the Elephas Hour.